It's time for the movies.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Okay, I couldn't help it. I got to play that theme song. It's one of the best. Let's face it. And for more from one of the best theme songs and, of course, the latest incarnation of Spider-Man himself, we do go to our, Blue Jean film critic. I believe he's that by day. I'm not sure what he is by night. We go to Chris Bellini. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. The big question is, can I get that song out of my head now?
I don't think
so. I'm going to be humming it all the way to work.
Yeah, I'm actually planning on humming this song at 2:10 when I'm seeing it in Nevada. I'm going to be seeing the movie. But how much forward, though, should I be looking forward to this?
Well, see, I'm glad you're one of those guys that goes to see it right away, because sometimes, like, I'll wait like 3 or 4 weeks until the crowds die down. I'm like, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear about what's going on. Okay, let me line this up for you. This film does take place right after Avengers Endgame, at least in the near future.
So, spoiler alert.
There you go. And there's not too many things I'll spoil here, but we do know that Spider-Man's been through a lot. He vanished. He's back again. He's dealing with the loss of someone, in case some people haven't seen that movie. So there's a lot going on, and, you know, he just wants to go on vacation. He wants to take a break from being Spider-Man so he can relax with his friends abroad, but you know what? That's not going to last long, because trouble will find him. Here's a scene from the film where he's talking to a potential new ally named Mysterio, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. He's kind of telling him how he feels, and he's kind of wondering whether or not he can step up to really meet this global threat.
How are you feeling?
I didn't think I was going to have to save the world this summer. I know that makes me sound like such a jerk. I had this plan with this girl that I really like, and now it's all ruined.
I like you, Peter. You're a good kid. There's a part of me that wants me to tell you to just turn around, run away from all this, and then there's another part of me that knows what we're about to fight, what's at stake, and I'm glad you're here.
He's glad he's there. That's all I got to say. Here's the thing. We both saw Avengers. I loved it. I'm sure you loved it as well. This film is not as dark as it. They lighten things up a bit. Spider-Man's always been lighter, so that's a nice change of pace, because, you know, when you're in the dark clouds for a while, it's always nice to see some sunshine.
I don't know about you, but that sounded pretty dark right there with that clip.
Well, you know, I don't want to say, it's these movies, you can't say anything, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to spoil something. But yeah, there's some seriousness to it, but of course, there's going to be some comedy, there's going to be some romance. The thing I really like about the movie is, obviously, I love the direction they took with Peter Parker. Here's a guy, 16 years old, and let's be honest, he's dealing with a lot right now. So just kind of wanting to be a kid and have fun and being kind of dealing with that inner conflict of whether or not he should step up to the plate and be a bigger superhero. I like that, because we get to kind of see Tom Holland do a little bit, dig into that, kind of connects you to the character more. Always Spider-Man, someone you root for, but this kind of gives him a little extra depth and layers that kind of hooks you into the story and keeps you engaged. Let's talk about that comedy. Spider-Man's always been fun, so there's going to be a lot of nice, amusing moments. Nick Fury's back again, so he's going to bring a lot of humor and comedy too as well. And I really love the way how Tom Holland and MJ and these guys kind of play the characters really relatable. I know it's kind of weird to say that for a superhero, but when they're more relatable like that, you can connect to them a little bit more, and that's always a welcome thing. Pace is great, great special effects, great action. You're going to have those humors. The romantic relationship that may or may not develop, I'm not going to spoil it, between MJ and Peter, that's always sort of at the heart and center of the film. Those kind of moments are always nice for me, so I always welcome those. There's not much I can say about this movie except I completely enjoyed it. Marvel's still got a perfect record. And, you know, where they're going with the character, make sure you do stay at the end of the post-credit scenes. I'm very, very intrigued. Can't wait enough to see what's going to happen next. I'll just say that.
So this is the definitive end, then, of Phase 3.
That's what they say. You know what I mean? As far as what's happening next, I think you're going to see, you got Comic-Con coming up, the end of the month. I think Marvel makes some announcements there, and if they don't, we know for sure that D23, which is Disney's big convention in August, they're going to be throwing something out there, because they know everyone's chomping at the bit to see what the next phase is and who's coming down the pipe. So keep your ears tuned. I bet you in about 3 weeks or so, we'll have a much clearer picture of what's going on with the Marvel Universe.
Hey, I'm waiting for Captain Marvel, too, to be honest with you, but that's just me. And one last question, really, on Spider-Man. Is there or is there not a Stan Lee cameo?
There is not. Last cameo was a Avengers Endgame.
Okay. Well, that was going to come sooner or later. What about in the streaming world, so you can't make it out to the theater?
Well, let's pair these things up here now, since we're talking about Spider-Man. You know, a movie that I waited to see quite some time was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is now streaming on Netflix and probably some other purveyors. Won an Academy Award. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Spider-Man, seeing a different take on it, and you haven't seen the movie, the animation's fantastic. The story will pull you in. I think you should do maybe a Spider-Man weekend pair here.
Wow, that's
Have you seen it, Daniel?
I have seen it. I saw it probably a week or two after its release in December. So
you could probably recommend it as the family film.
I can recommend it as a nice, lighthearted kind of thing. If you want to just go back to what comics are all about, just being just fun and not so serious and continuity and all that. It's a great one off.
I think so, too, and that's why I think that's what you should maybe do a little pair. If you can't get out to Spider-Man because you want to wait 3 weeks for it to lighten up a bit, but maybe you can watch that instead to kind of keep you interested.
Yeah, although if you're going to do that, avoid the internet and spoilers. Chris, thank you very much for your time. Hope you have a great remaining 4th of July weekend.
You as well. Enjoy the movie.
That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, talking about Spider-Man Far From Home. And unfortunately, no Stan Lee cameo, but, that was expected sooner or later.